Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. My name is Eric Gallagher, and today I'll be sharing with you what God is doing in my life. We are in the fourth Sunday of Ordinary Time, and I'm going to read from the book of 1 Corinthians, our second reading for this Sunday. Brothers and sisters, strive eagerly for the greatest spiritual gifts, but I shall show you a still more excellent way. If I speak in human and angelic tongues, but do not have love, I am a resounding gong or a clashing cymbal. And if I have the gift of prophecy and comprehend all mysteries and all knowledge, if I have all faith so as to move mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing. If I give away everything I own, and if I hand my body over so that I may boast, but do not have love, I gain nothing. I'm just going to read the first part of that. It's about the first third of one of the options for the readings. It goes into the love is patient, love is kind, which I think most listening would be familiar with. I love this passage because it responds, I think, to what I receive a lot as I meet with people and talk about their spiritual life, to talk about their struggles. So many times people look around and they see how people and their relationship with God is manifesting itself, right? They might meet someone who is committed to praying a rosary every single day. They might meet someone who prays a holy hour every day and tells other people that in order to be holy, they should strive to pray a holy hour every day. Or as this passage says, many times I work with college students who maybe are a bit jealous of other students that they know that have these charismatic gifts and these incredible things are happening through them. God gives us so many different kinds of gifts and talents and experiences, and even things like praying a holy hour every day is a gift. There are some people who simply by the life that God has called them to be can't make a quiet holy hour every day. Their prayer looks a little bit different. I love this passage. It says, strive eagerly for the greatest spiritual gifts, but I shall show you a still more excellent way. That all of these things are really good. All of these things are from God. God gives us so many gifts. And we can use them for good. We can abuse them. We can hurt people by them. We can use them as gifts to help people towards salvation with God forever. And all of that, it's a good discussion to have, right? It's a good thought pattern to have. It's something we should be striving for. But without love, without the love of God transforming our life, we missed the more excellent way, right? You could be someone who wakes up every day and prays your rosary every single day, but if you are not growing in love of God, then you're missing out on the more excellent way, right? You could actually be a person who prays a rosary every single day, but without an internal conviction of choosing to love and sacrifice for God, you're missing the still more excellent way. And I think this is actually, this comes full circle for me in the gospel. As Jesus, it's from the Gospel of Luke, Jesus began speaking in the synagogue saying, today the scripture passage is fulfilled in your hearing. Right? The fulfillment of things, the fulfillment of our desires, the fulfillment of God's plan comes when we receive from God, by being in relationship with God. What is your relationship with God? right? And how do we grow in that relationship with God? And you can do that through all of these things. You can do that by praying a Holy every day, praying a rosary every day. But there's this deeper internal conviction and this awareness and this receptivity and this openness, this hunger, this desire that is the more excellent way. And the answers of how to get there is not something I can cover really, and not that I could ever even really speak about to a broad group of people. Like, I can help individuals often come to find the unique ways that God is loving them and calling them to return and respond to that love. But I think what I believe is that each one of us are aware of whether or not that relationship is thriving in an excellent way. And if not, are we responding and are we fighting for that each and every day? When we feel as though, and when as though, when our relationship is actually hindered or diluted or diminished in some way, are we responding? May we always strive to be open to, desirous of, the more excellent way. Let us pray. God, thank you for the gift of Scripture. Thank you for your voice, for your presence in our life, for sending your Son to be with us and giving us the Holy Spirit to draw us to you. Help us, Lord, to be in relationship with you in all things. Help us to be convicted of the need that all that we do, all that we have received, be done in relationship with you. For what good is it, Lord, if we have all these things, but we don't have the love of the Father? Bless us this day. Fill us with your love. We ask this in your name. Amen. Hi, everyone. My name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.